Thanks for joining us this morning on Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A ribbon cutting later today at a special sports complex. The Cardinals Charitable Foundation is joining with the Gateway Regional YMCA and the Boniface Foundation to celebrate this $5 million complex. Michael Hall is Vice President of Community Relations and Executive Director of Cardinals Care. He joins us live now to tell us about the facility. Michael, thank you so much for spending a little time with us.
My pleasure, Megan. Thank you.
So, you know, we've noted that kids with disabilities often don't have a way to participate because the facilities just aren't set up for them. Explain how this facility is going to help with that.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, today is a ribbon cutting for the facility. We've partnered with Boniface and the Gateway Region YMCA to create this. There's an adaptive playground as well as a Miracle League baseball field. And so it's very adaptive in that there's additional space in the dugouts, and they're not closed, so that children with unique needs will be able to get in and out of the dugouts. It's a turf field, so that, for instance, if a child's in a wheelchair, they would be able to use the wheelchair on the field without any worry of the grass or dirt or anything of that nature. And it's just an all-inclusive sort of adaptive sports complex to not only provide the opportunity for children with disabilities to play baseball, but provide the opportunity for children with disabilities to be on the playground. And then they also have a multi-purpose field that's part of the complex as well.
Who helped the groups design this and to make sure that it would meet all of those needs?
Yeah, so the Miracle League, as far as the baseball field is concerned, the field was built based on their specifications, and the Miracle League is another nonprofit, and they have different fields all over the country, and they basically provide opportunities for children with disabilities to be able to play baseball. And so they have specifications to meet those needs, and the YMCA really got advice and the specifications through the Miracle League in order to build the field specifically.
Michael, why was it important for Cardinals Care to be a part of this project?
Yeah, so, you know, we were approached by the YMCA from the very beginning, and they recognized that we had built some other fields in and around the area, and we just thought it was a great opportunity. It's important for us because, one, we want the opportunity for all kids to be able to participate in baseball and softball, regardless of their skill or regardless of their abilities. And this was an opportunity to provide that specific chance for children with disabilities to be able to play baseball. And it's giving back to the community, which is very, very important to us as an organization. And from our understanding through the YMCA and the conversations that we had from them, there was a need for this. There are a lot of children that could benefit from not only this baseball field, but the multi-purpose field and the adaptive playground. And so the opportunity was attractive to us, and the more conversations we had, we realized this is something that we wanted to be a part of.
Now, this is a $5 million investment. A lot of people may be wondering, you know, is there a way they can still contribute and be a part of keeping this successful?
Yes, definitely, but it would not be through Cardinals Care. It would be through the Gateway Region YMCA. And this facility will be specifically on the South County campus, and there are ways for fans or for the general public to be able to contribute and help raise more funds for the facility. And I know that the YMCA has different ways to recognize folks that choose to donate. So there's definitely opportunity to do that through the YMCA for sure.
And you've told us some of the mission of Cardinals Care, but for folks who may not be familiar with what you do, tell us a little bit about your setup and what else you do in our community.
Sure. So Cardinals Care is the team's community foundation. It's a nonprofit, and the mission is simply caring for kids. And the way we do that is through giving cash or grants to other nonprofits that support kids. We have two grant cycles each year, one in the spring and one in the fall. Our grants are typically smaller. They're between $1,000 and $5,000 now. And we distribute those, as I mentioned, early in the spring, and then I shouldn't say fall, like late summer, end of August, beginning of September. And then we also have a youth baseball softball program called Redbird Rookies, and it's for kids ages 5 to 13, and it's free for kids. And we partner with Rawlings and provide everything a child needs to participate in baseball and softball for free. And then we support the kids off-field in health, education, mentoring, cultural arts, and scholarship is how we support them off-field and provide opportunities for them to experience those things and using baseball as a way to expose them to some of those off-field opportunities. And then lastly, we build ball fields. As we talked about, this adaptive ball field will be one of the fields under our umbrella, if you will. And we've built several other fields in and around the St. Louis area. A lot of them have a Redbird Rookie League associated with them, but not all of them. Some of them are just independent fields of their own without a Redbird Rookie League. But in general, those are the three sort of pillars, I like to call them, that is under Cardinals care, how we give back to the community. And just recently, I should also mention that we took the RBI program, which is Reviving Baseball in the Inner City. It's a Major League Baseball initiative. That is under Cardinal Care umbrella in-house now as well. So this is our second year running the RBI program, which is a competitive league for kids ages 14 to 18. So it sort of meshes with the Redbird Rookie League in that when kids graduate out of Redbird Rookies, they can step right into RBI if they choose and play in a more competitive environment.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That is Michael Hall, Vice President of Community Relations and Executive Director of Cardinals Care. And again, that's a $5 million YMCA adaptive sports complex featuring Paul Goldschmidt Field. It's on the campus of the South County YMCA. Okay.